What's up, Kiss Army? My name is Joe, and this is your 20-minute Kiss Fix. All right, so the other day we talked about Kiss in People Magazine, and I showed you guys a few things that maybe some of you had never seen before. And if you're listening to this show on iTunes, I didn't release that show on iTunes because, well, it was all visual. And I wanted to make sure that, you know, you weren't like sitting there going, hey, I can't even enjoy this. So if you're listening to this show, go on YouTube, check it out, see what I was showing everybody else. All right, so 20-minute Kiss Fix for this week is going to be about this. Peter Criss's 78 solo album. Take it or leave it. That's the question. I dropped something already. Here's the, every one of the albums, you know, came with the order form for the buckle. I do not have any of that stuff. I have some of the stuff at the bottom here, but I would love to have that Peter Criss belt buckle, but I think they go for like $400 or $500 now. Anyway, before we get talking about this record, I want to say hi to everybody. Half Ace, Chris, how's it going? Karen, nice to see you. Chad, good to see you. People are already telling me take it. I posted this, the fact that we were going to do the show about this record up, I guess maybe Monday or Tuesday, and the response was massive. I could not believe how many comments we got on Peter's solo album. Surprisingly, the last time I checked, I don't know how many comments there was, maybe 100, and most of them take it. They love Peter's album. They're like, for what it is, it's a very good album. It's R&B, Motown-ish kind of thing, you know? And I agree. I will tell you that this was the first solo album that I got. My mom went out and got it for me. And as soon as she brought it in, I remember getting a piece of paper and putting it on here and tracing Peter's makeup. Did any of you guys do that? I'm very curious about that. Sinkin' Stanley says he loves it. Chad Hill says, take it. Love it as I've gotten older. I get that. One of the coolest things that I've ever done as a Kiss fan, Mike Williams from Classic Rock Drops took me to see Peter's last show in New York. He did a lot of songs off of this album, and it was a lot of fun. So let's talk about it. I'll tell you my rating out of 5 stars. Remember, I believe I gave Gene 2.5 stars out of 5 for his record. The songs on this are I'm Gonna Love You, You Matter to Me, Tossin' and Turnin', Don't You Let Me Down. That's the kind of sugar Papa likes. Is it me, or does that seem like a creepy name? Easy Thing, Rock Me Baby, Kiss the Girl Goodbye, Hooked on Rock and Roll, and I Can't Stop the Rain. Now, while I'm talking about this record and you guys are all hanging around here, let me know what you guys think the best song on this record is. I'm going to tell you, how about this ballad? I love I Can't Stop the Rain. It's kind of a toss up actually between that and Kiss the Girl Goodbye, but I like I Can't Stop the Rain. It's a great song to me. You know, one of the things about this record is for me, and the reason why I really enjoy this record is because it's the way it is. I know that Gene really tried to be different with his record, but with this one, I don't know, it was more up my alley, I guess. You know, my mom raised me on rock and roll, R&B, Motown, that kind of, pretty much everything. So, and pop music for that matter. My mom, she really liked a lot of everything. But But I really enjoy this record because it's kind of boppy, you know. It's R&B. That's how I feel. I would definitely say I Can't Stop the Rain and Kissed the Girl Goodbye. But I also like Hooked on Rock and Roll. I would go on a limb, and you guys can tell me if you agree with this. Matt Porter, how you doing? Hey, guys, Matt Porter did a show. Make sure you guys go and check out the Kiss Room. I always have to catch it late because I'm working when he does it. But he does a live show once a month on Monco Radio where music and minds meet. Make sure you guys go check out the Kiss Room. I think there's more. The number of good songs is higher on this record than on Jeans. You guys tell me what you think. You know, tell me I'm crazy. Tell me I'm right. I don't know. But to me, I think I'm right. Now, let's talk about this. One thing that I never understood was, and you guys out there that are watching, I never got one without this. I never understood what the whole liner notes on the inside on this piece of paper were all about. They didn't print it on the back. Do you think it's possible they got it late? You think they got the liner notes late? It would make sense. But, you know, I've never found one of these in Gene's album or Paul's or Ace's. So, I'm just wondering. Now, I did mention to you guys last week when we were talking about Gene's record that according to, I believe it was Julian Gill's book about the solo albums, this was the third highest selling album out of the solo albums. I believe what he said in his book was, and I'm sorry if I'm wrong, but I believe it went Gene, Ace, Peter, Paul. Now, I believe that's correct. According to his book, and it shocked a lot of people because, it shocked a lot of people because everybody assumed Peter was last. But I believe, according to his book, Paul's was last. And I think one of the reasons for that was when Gene's came out, everybody was so excited to get so much music from Gene that they ran out and got it. And a lot of people were kind of disappointed in the Gene record. So they went and got Ace. And then the Ace record kind of pumped them up again. Now, they didn't go right out and buy Paul's, apparently, because they knew how Paul's was going to sound, because they get so much from Paul already with Kiss. And Ace's album was great, and it picked back up, right? More people were interested in, oh, my God, the solo albums are good. Ace's is good. Then they went out and got this one, and they went, bum, bum, ba-dum. I guess they wanted a rock album for Peter. We still want a rock album for Peter. I don't think we're ever going to get it. I believe he's really retired, other than maybe doing the, you know, he's been like doing karaoke. Have you guys seen that? Maybe once a year, he'll record himself singing or playing drums. I really wish he would go on a show. I don't care what show. But it would be great if he came on Podcast Rock City and talked to us and tell us what he's up to. You know, people really love Peter, you know? I'm going to give this. See, this is the problem. I'm trying not to rank it with sentimental feelings. That's part of my problem. It's very sentimental record. I can remember my mom bringing it home. I was very excited. I did not get the other albums. You know, we just didn't have the money. It was amazing that I got this, put it that way. So I never got the other album. As a matter of fact, or albums. I remember I was at camp and we were in a cabin and there was a song on, and I remember going, "Who's that?" And it was New York Groove. And that's how I even got to hear Ace's, anything off of Ace's album for the first time. I don't remember. I think it was probably like 79, 80 when that finally even happened. But for this album, I'm going to give it a 3.5. 3.5 stars for me, because I just think it's a solid album. It's not enough rock and roll. I'll say that. And I'm wondering if the reason why there's, they didn't need to be Peter with Beth, got him known as the ballad guy, I think. Although you could have released this with 5 or 6 hooligans on here. And I'm not talking about the hooligan done 5 times. You know what I'm talking about? Like rock songs, man, that he's singing and playing the drums on and like singing like Peter can. And yeah, you said it right there. He was trying to have another hit like Beth. I think that was a mistake. He should have done more rock songs. Anyway, 3.5 out of 5 for Peter's solo album. You guys tell me. Hi, everybody. Hey, Nick, how's it going? McMurphy, Chris, everybody, it's great to see you guys. I hope you guys enjoy these 20-minute Kiss fixes. Before I move on, I want to tell y'all you've been a dynamite audience. You deserve to give yourselves a round of applause. Let's go. All right, sorry. I'm a Kiss fan, and you say anything, and it can set you off. How about this? Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is the 10-year anniversary of Podcast Rock City. Now, if you watch this, but you've never seen Podcast Rock City, I do a show with 3 other people. I've been doing it for 10 years, and we're going to celebrate not only the show and you guys for helping keep us going for 10 years, but of course, we're going to celebrate Kiss. Also, today's Eric Carr's birthday. I believe it's today. I've been seeing a lot of stuff. I didn't look up to see if this is the official thing, but go on YouTube when the show's over and watch an Eric Carr drum solo. I think it'll always make your day. Now, listen, but we've still got a little bit of time, and I put something else here. This is kind of becoming... Kurtzky, what are the chances of rebroadcasting that first show? I don't know, man, but you could always listen to it because it's on YouTube. You just got to go all the way back to the first show, and you'll hear me and Rick and Lee, who's on the show now, and Trey, who was Rick's son, and you guys saw Trey on Kiss Name That Tune. As a matter of fact, he won just a few weeks ago, and you can always listen to it. It's always on there. All right. So this is becoming kind of a thing that I'm using because it's been fun. Gene Simmons has put out, he has an auction page, and I've been wanting for us to keep an eye on it to see some of the stuff that's for on auction. Here's some new stuff. Paul Stanley Kiss Collector Stein. That's up to $200. There's 11 hours left. Look at these set of 5 a coin Australian 1980 keychains. $1,000. $1,000 for 4 keychains. Is that all that comes with it? Let's take a look, guys. 5 keychains. That's crazy for me. I don't know. Look, and I'll tell you this. In my personal opinion, I have the hardest time with anything with Paul Stanley's star on the wrong eye. Maybe on the other side, it's correct. I don't know, but I can tell you this. Over in the corner over there, I have the trash can, the Kiss trash can. And one of the pictures, Paul's star is on the wrong eye. That's facing the damn corner. I cannot handle that. I do not know how a company could put out anything and not get that correct. So I have to face that in the corner and let the other side face me. Are any of you guys like that? Is that nuts? I don't have, I do not. Okay. I don't buy any posters where it's reversed. Here's some coin Australian. So these are like hair clip things. There's a couple of them. They go for like 50 bucks. Backstage passes, shirts, Hello Kitty. Now here is interest. This is interesting. I'm not Kiss purchase order form. Now Gene's just finding anything. Oh, hey, look at this. This is interesting. Sign it and sell it. It's $190. It's interesting. Anyway, I thought you guys, GeneSimmonsAuctions.com. Go check that out. I think you guys will think that's funny. Let me go through. I'm going to go up here and post some of your comments, if that's all right with y'all. I'm really enjoying doing these. It's keeping my week flowing, you know. It's good to see you guys a few extra times a week. I always tell you, I watch professional wrestling. You do not have to give me any crap about that. But once it's over, I come downstairs and hang out with you guys for 20 minutes and talk Kiss. Next week, I think I'm going to be doing another show that's going to be all visual. And I think I'm just going to give you guys a tour of my Kiss room and show you guys what I have. I don't have the biggest collection. I don't, but I have a decent collection that I've been collecting my whole life. And I love the fact that I have certain things, and I thought it would be fun to show you guys. So next week I'll have Karen film and I'll show you guys around. Maybe you guys will enjoy that for our 20-minute Kiss fix. Oh, don't forget, you can always send us a message at, say it with me, people, podcast rockcity1, that's the number one, at gmail.com. And that's the podcast rockcity1, that's the number one, at gmail.com. This past week, we did a show about our top 10 Kiss songs that we cannot live without. Wow, McMurphy said Peter's album is easily his favorite of all four. And that's gotten a great response. Top 10 song. It wound up being 20. Lee couldn't make the show. Joey couldn't make the show. So Sonny and I, instead of just doing 10 songs, we did 20. And it was much harder than I didn't even get out of the 70s. Okay, how about this? I did. I got to Unmasked. And I got all the way to Unmasked, and then I already had my 20 songs. Let's see. Next week, we're going to... Aces is too predictable. Let's do Paul's Take It or Leave It solo album on Friday. And on Wednesday, we'll do a live tour of Joe's Kiss Room, the Kiss Lair, as Lee likes to call it. She has a Kiss Lair. I have a bonus room cram-packed with Kiss crap. And, I think it's just a lot of fun to hang out with you guys during the week. And hopefully, you guys will go on to the Gene Simmons auction thing, bid on something. If you win something, send me a picture. I would love to see it. And if you have a Kiss room, post a picture on Podcast Rock City's Facebook page. That's fun. That's so cool. I would love to see. How about this? Here is the quest for the week. I need to get a bumper. Quest for the week for your 20-minute Kiss fix. Take a picture of your favorite Kiss collectible, no matter what it is, and post it on our Facebook group page. We have a Facebook group page, Podcast Rock City. Post it on there and, let us check it out. Anyway, all right, that's been 20 minutes. I hope you guys had a blast. Thanks for coming and hanging out with me. Like I said, go and go listen to Matt Porter. Post your show on Podcast Rock City so everybody can listen to it tomorrow. Matt's on a real radio station, so he gets to play Kiss music during his show without getting in any trouble. So that's really cool. If you haven't heard Matt's show, and I'm sure most of you have, but if you haven't, this will be a good way for you to spend your Saturday listening to Matt Porter tomorrow. Kiss Army, my name's Joe. I'm out of here in 3, 2, 1.